Please let us be seated tonight. The very little I know about God. The very little. And when I say little, I mean little. The Bible is clear that from everlasting. Are you sure we don't need interpretation? From everlasting to everlasting, that God is God. And another little thing I know about God is that He is Alpha. Please make sure you are not losing concentration tonight, because something is happening tonight. Is Alpha. Please, gentlemen, God is Alpha. Alpha means the beginning. And Omega, it means the end. And what that means is that before the end, God knows the beginning. And between the beginning and the end, please let me check your neighbor. Please check them. That are you here? Because I'm seeing some people on their phones. I don't know what you're doing on your phone. It's better you go home rather than be on your phone, because God is doing something tonight. Now, let me sound funny. I was praying during the week, and I was like, God, what do we do this service? And I felt within me that, oh, there is a message that I even did not know. And if you ask me, I can't even remember the message. But it was the message in the evening of the, I think it was the 30th of December last year, when we were having, those of you who know, when we were having the retreat. I was mentioning to my brother Kurush what that retreat is about. That for the past 21 years, it was just a pattern that God showed us, and God, by the Spirit of God, led us. That because He's Alpha, that is, God is Alpha and Omega. So God knows the end from the beginning. So every year that we want to enter, like 2026 now, do you know that God knows the end of 2026? Before we even enter, before January 1st, God has gone to December 31st, 2026. He's gone to January. So He knows the end from the beginning. And this is the God that we say is our Father. This is a God that loves us. This is a God that is all-knowing. We call Him omniscience. That means He's all-knowing. And on top of that, He's all-powerful. There is no power that is as powerful as Him. And you know what again? He's omnipresent, which means He's present everywhere. His glory fills everywhere. There is nothing that is happening on this earth God does not know. So God knows the end from the beginning. And now the Lord Jesus now said, when I go, He was telling His disciples, I have to go. And I'm beginning to understand why Jesus had to go. He said, I have to go. And when I go, I'm going to the Father to go and prepare a place for you. But before I come back to come and take you, I will send, God is going to, my Father is going to send you another Comforter, the Holy Spirit. And he said the Holy Spirit will teach, he will guide, he will instruct, he will come alongside to journey this life with us, he will help us. And he said something interesting, Kurush, that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father, will show us things to come. Why can the Spirit of God show us things to come? Because God is Alpha and Omega, and God knows what is to come. So God is not panicking about tomorrow. We are the ones who might be in the dark. We don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what is going to happen next year. We don't know where our future is. We are just trying. But the Lord Jesus said, the Holy Spirit, he will show you things to come. Because the Father has already gone ahead. And he knows what is ahead. So, the wisdom. If my Father, your Father, God Almighty, knows tomorrow. He knows 2026. He knows 2027. He knows 10 years from now. He knows 30 years from now. Listen, at times I apply my common sense. If he knows what is going to happen next year, and he said all I need to do is to ask, then I realize that it is wise for me to go to him. That, Father, since you know tomorrow, you know what is to come, I am asking you to guide me, show me, help me, and lead me. So we got the inspiration. If you can dedicate the last 12 days, which is very significant and symbolic, 12 days, 12 months, from the last, just count, I still remember, I will never forget, just count back from the last day of the year and count 12 backwards. In other words, 31st, 30th, 29, children help me, 28, 27, what's the number? Okay, let's start again. 31st, 30th, 29th, 28th, 27th, 26th, 25th, 24th, 23rd, 22nd, that's 10, 21st, 11th, and 20th, 12th. Count backwards. And from the last 12 days of the year, ask me to show you what is to come for the next 12 months of the next year. And I'm telling you, I'm not joking. We obeyed. And I will tell you, in this life, Jesus gives us one secret. If two of you agree, and ask, he said, it shall be done. If two agree and ask, it shall be done by my Father in heaven. So my wife and I, we agreed and we asked, Father, for every last 12 days of every year, show us the next 12 months of the year to come. And we began to pray for the past 21 years now. And I am not joking. It is amazing how God has been showing us what is to come. Do you know, if you know what's going to happen maybe next week, you will not be panicking. You know that, okay, I don't have 10 pounds now, but in 2 weeks time, I'll have 100 pounds. Will you be crying now? You will not be crying. So there's been no time since then, I will tell you, that if anything just happens and it just shakes me, it's like I just go back that God, you saw this you know what is happening. And by the grace of God, we have been writing. So we write down, and I will go back and I will check. And it's like, wow, I didn't remember that God actually said this is going to happen. So I just rejoice. I will share one testimony. But what I want to say tonight is that I was praying and I was, okay, you know, what you spoke to us in the 11th day last year, which represents 11th month, which is this November, we've sent the message out to people and to people to watch so that we will remember that this is what God told us about November. We prayed, some things were happening. In fact, we saw some mighty, mighty move of God. So I said, my work is easy. When we come for communion service today, we will sit down, we will watch that video. And after we watch the video, we will take communion and we will pray. So I came. I had told them, warned them there, the media and the technical, test this video and make sure it's working. They have been here since. They tested it. They said it's working. When it was time to show it, it didn't work. Now, the question, I was just laughing. That God, so you know. It's like I was saying, God, so this is a setup. This is divine setup. So why should I panic? God, you know that that video will not show. Are we live now? We are not live. Are we? Right? Next time when we tell people to come physically, please come. I don't know whatever you can do, if you can record. It's audio only. Oh, okay. They are hearing, they cannot see. May you hear and see at the same time. May you not just hear. May you see in the name of Jesus. So I just said, Lord, this is divine setup. I said, no problem. What is it now that we're going to do? And I want to tell you what we're going to do. Listen. I will share this story, and then I will tell us one or two things. Tonight, listen to me, medically confirmed sicknesses. I'm saying doctor confirmed it, that this is wrong. God wants to take away tonight and heal. There is only one thing that can happen. Only one thing. The woman with the issue of blood. She said only one thing. There's no other alternative. She didn't give alternative. I have been bleeding for 12 years. I have spent money on physicians, doctors. So doctors have confirmed that she has that medical condition. I don't know what you call it, Dr. Joseph and Dr. Akonfam. If somebody's bleeding for 12 years, what is the medical condition? What would you call it today? Menorrhagia. It is meno and it's raging. Doctors confirmed it. 12 years she was bleeding. She said, when I come to Jesus, only one outcome. If I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. She didn't give any alternative. Let me just touch him. Not that maybe it will happen. No, I will be healed. Medically confirmed by doctors that took her money. Only God knows what they did. Took her blood sample, took MRI scan, did everything. They confirmed, we cannot help you. That is what God is addressing tonight. Only one outcome. And listen, the only person that will determine that outcome is the person that is bleeding. Is the person that is sick. Is the person that has received that doctor's report. Listen, don't think otherwise. What if it doesn't happen? Forget, listen. If you touch Jesus tonight, there's only one outcome. Only one. And that is healing. That is deliverance. I don't know what applies to you, but I want to share this story. just to tell you how God works. I've shared it with some people before, but I'm just led again to share it. When we say God knows the end from the beginning, and when God can just simply show you the end, you will stop burdening yourself. My mother, God bless her, she's gone to heaven. But my mother was a praying mother. Always praying. I mean, the day we found out our secret was a day my sister wanted to take her out. And she said, please wait, I want to pray. And my sister was waiting. My mother did not stop. Look, time is going, mommy. Time is going. My mother was praying. So she said she now went to kind of eavesdrop and found out that my mother had a tiny little notebook. And on that notebook were the names of all of us, his children. Sorry, her children. And all our grandchildren. All of them by name. And she was there, not in a hurry, and praying over every single one, mentioning them by name. She said she stood there and she was hearing my mother praying. And my mother had this book. And anything that God tells her, she always writes it down. So much more that after my mom died, we found a book that she wrote about what will happen to my sister and her husband. And told them what will happen. I don't care if we are online. Please, don't do I don't know what that. Listen. So my mother was that kind of a person that God will talk to her and show her things to come. So much more. You see, we are three boys, one girl. That my mother said God showed her the wives we will marry before we brought the wives. So immediately she saw our wives. She knew this is what God showed me. You know, one or two of us brought what was not like what she saw. And she did not mince words. She didn't mince words. This is not what I saw. And my mother will not argue with you. She will just go back on her knees. That God, this is that. And my sons must not miss it. Now, one of us, some of you know, got married. And first year, no children. Second year, no children. Third year, no children. Fifth, no children. Sorry, around third, fourth year. The fifth year, my mother was praying. And then God showed her what will happen. My mother rang me. She said, she calls me pastor when we want to discuss spiritual things. Now, I was not born a pastor. In fact, I was born and I became the rebel child. I became the child that mommy's okay. I won't go there. That even my mother was afraid of my future, what I will become. But I want to thank God that I did not become what the devil planned for me. So when she wants to discuss deep things with me, she will call me pastor. And by the way, I had a great grandmother, my mother's grandmother, who was also a praying woman, who told of who God showed my future, what I'm doing now. And she said it when I was born. That this is what God showed about me. So my mother said, God showed her that my brother and his wife, they celebrated their seventh year wedding anniversary. And then they had children. This was like around the fourth or the fifth year into the marriage. So immediately she told me, I said, praise God, mommy. We are not going to ask God for children for them anymore. We are going to start thanking God for what he showed you. People of God, I lie not. My brother celebrated. So from the fifth year, for the next 2 years, we are just thanking God. Thanking God. They celebrated their seventh year wedding anniversary on the 1st of November. The following week, my sister-in-law was pregnant with twins. Today, the twins they were born in God has a sense of humor. They were born on the 5-5-5. The 5th of May, 2005. How old are they today? They are 20 years, male and female, created he them and blessed them. What am I saying? You just need to hear God tonight. And what am I saying? Is your faith like that woman who did not give God any alternative? Is there anything that is worrying you now? Is there anything that medically, I'm talking about medically confirmed problems, illnesses, diseases, or some circumstances that definitely is beyond you, but you are not, you are coming tonight to touch Jesus. Jesus said, anybody who eats my body and drinks my blood is going to be part of me. Listen, I don't know any part of Jesus that is sick. I don't know any part of Jesus that is laden with diseases. I'm saying it with all boldness. What Jesus did was he actually identified with all the sicknesses and the diseases. The Bible says the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He was laid many stripes. He was bruised with our iniquities, our diseases. Everything was laid on him, so that he can bear it all. Listen, if only I can just eat the body of Jesus tonight and drink his blood, I shall be made whole. I don't know who that person is. I don't know. But I know the word of God. And I want us to start praying. Start praying. What I heard is that your own destiny is now in your hands. Your own destiny, your future. That woman changed her story that day. The woman with the issue of blood. What are you afraid about? What are you worried about your tomorrow? What has happened to you now that is giving you distress, uneasiness? Listen. There are things that we must not forget. And the psalmist helped us. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Don't forget his benefit. Benefit. Benefit, people, is not really what you deserve. Is what somebody has done that is to your benefit. Some people are working, they are paying taxes. Out of their taxes, they are giving some people benefit. Listen, Jesus is that one who has worked everything and he has prepared benefit for you. Are you going to determine your own future today? Are you going to change your trajectory, the story of your life? Are you going to change that future today? Please, let us pray. The Holy Spirit told me earlier, some of us just restarted. And he said, no, he doesn't want you to restart. He wants you to reset. Restart means you just switched off the engine and you started the same old engine and it's working with all the virus and problem and your computer filled with all manner of things, you just restarted. He said, no, he wants to do a divine reset. And that divine reset is now. 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 Tonight. 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 Please, if you need to stand up, I want us to pray for a few minutes. And you are going to tell God what will happen when you take the communion tonight. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, you confirm your word with signs following. Lord, you have spoken, and you are not a man that you should lie. You are a God who does what you say. You are I am that I am. You don't change. You said this month that we should pray, not my will, but the will of my Father to be done. It is your will that I should be healed. It is your will that I should be delivered. It is your will that every sickness and every disease be removed far from our bodies. I pray, Lord Jesus, let your power come upon these emblems. This is not ordinary bread anymore. This is not ordinary fruit juice. But Lord, this is the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. And Lord Jesus, you cannot lie. You said anyone who drinks your blood, anyone who eats your flesh will be part of you. There is no part of you that is sick. Oh, there is no part of you that is diseased. Every part of you is without spot or wrinkle. By your stripes we were healed. You have already worked, and it is now our benefit. In the name of Jesus, please pray, pray, pray. And as you are praying, walk to that table yourself and say, I am going, as I touch Jesus tonight, this is going to happen. Please, Wura, come and stand here with me and pray. Walk up to this pulpit. Let's go to that. Just walk up, serve the people on this side, and I will serve. Just you stand there, and I will stand here. When you are ready, when you have predetermined what will happen, and you know that you are not given any other option, walk up here. Come and take the body of Jesus. Come and take the blood of Jesus. Come, come, come to the river of life. Raise that song. Come and drink freely. Come, come if your soul is thirsty. Come, come. Draw near and drink of the mercy. You don't deserve this. You don't have to deserve it. He paid the price. Please raise it up, raise it up, raise it up, raise it up. Fill this room, fill this room, fill this room. Create that atmosphere of miracles. Rakata sataba. Please be praying as you are coming. This is not by force. Come and change your destiny. Please, everyone on the media camera, don't be left out. Do not tell God what you want. You are predetermined. As I touch Jesus tonight, I shall be made whole. Whole. Whole means the sickness will be healed and my body will be reset back to factory setting. Divine, divine, divine. This is not another communion service. This is what God said. He said concerning November, tell, come and be healed. Come and be prayed for. Open the door. Tell people to come in. Pray for them. Do you want healing? Tell them, yes, come. We will pray with you. Now you determine your destiny. Change your story tonight. Change your destiny tonight. Change, 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 change. In the name of Jesus, I will touch Jesus tonight and my story changed. Change, change. There is no alternative. Do not give any alternative. Do not give any alternative. Don't worry about following me with the camera. Just make sure you are partaking. Leave the camera. Leave the camera. Please leave the camera. Leave the camera. Leave the camera all over the place. Walk around. Walk around and pray. If there's something you couldn't do before, start moving. Start moving your body. Start moving, start moving, start moving, start moving. Strings, strings, strings. I can't hear the strings. Heavy strings, heavy strings, heavy strings. Fill this room with. There is an atmosphere of miracles. Oh, miracles, 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 miracles. Please serve my brother. Don't be left out, sir. You and your household. In the name of Jesus. We started with one. Now you are two, three. Your family is four now. The Lord is enlarging your coast. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. I predetermine tonight. I decide. I change my story. One day Jabez came. Jabez came. Jabez, he came. One day, all his life, he has been living in sorrow. But that one day, let me tell you now, you need to forgive. You need to let go of bitterness. You need to let go. Don't blame anybody. Do not blame anybody. Don't say it's because of my parents' fault. It's because of my husband's or wife's fault. It's because somebody annoyed me. It's because they didn't promote me. It's because I am black or blue or red or green or yellow or white. Don't blame anybody. The Alpha and the Omega knows exactly why he formed you, created you. Make sure that those parents were the one who gave birth to you. Make sure that that mother, that womb gave birth to you. That father you say is not responsible. That father that was never in your life, he made sure he's the one that gave birth to you. He made sure Jabez was birthed by a woman, and the woman cursed him. I am telling you, curses have been reversed, removed. Tonight, if any curse is upon you, if any curse is hanging on your head, and a reason, justifiable reason, that the curse is on your head, for everyone physically here tonight, that curse is removed in the name of Jesus. That curse is broken. That curse is lifted. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please pray. Pray, 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 pray. Decide before we open, before we eat, before we touch Jesus tonight. Decide what will happen. Decide what will happen. Decide what will happen. Father, I thank you for your great grace that is upon me. I thank you. I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the resurrection and the life. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you that upon my life is great grace, miracle signs and wonders. I thank you. Oh, I thank you. If you remember the declaration we do daily, start declaring upon yourself now. This is what will begin to happen in my life. Father, I thank you. I thank you that I have double portion of your anointing, double grace. Great grace is upon my life from this hour, this moment. Great power, great grace, abundant grace is upon me. I am a witness of the power and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I minister the power of God. I minister the gospel of the kingdom of God with signs and wonders following. Upon my life is great favor, exceeding grace, abundant grace. I minister in great wonders and miracles. Grace, mercy, help is available now, right now, and whenever I need. I thank you. You are the God of all grace. You have made me a great nation. You have given me a good name. You have given me a great name. You have empowered me with great blessings, with love and favor, by the riches of your grace, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Oh, through the redemption, and redemption through the blood of Jesus, through the forgiveness of sins, I am growing in grace. I am growing in knowledge of my Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you because grace and peace from God, my Father, is multiplying in my life. Through, as I grow in the knowledge of God and my Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ, I am manifesting the glory of God by the great grace of God upon and within my life to the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, I determine my healing, my deliverance. I am set free because the Lord Jesus has set me free. He that Jesus sets free is free indeed. I declare, I am free. I am free. I am free. Every medically confirmed illness, every medically confirmed disease, in the name of Jesus, you leave. You leave that body tonight. You are a stranger. Strangers, you will hear my voice. You will flee. I command you, go. Every sickness, go. Go. You have no alternative. You have no option. You must go. At the name of Jesus, you must go. You must leave. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit of suicide. I rebuke that spirit of insecurity. That spirit of inferiority, insecurity. In the name of Jesus, receive a new identity. Receive the identity of your heavenly Father. You are no longer confused. You are no longer confused. Your daddy is not the author of confusion. Receive peace. Receive peace. Receive peace. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I thank you. Lord, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, I say thank you. Oh, thank you. Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rabate setente gilianta kariatus koto brendo kalara. Rabate setente leke zentibra la kusha taba. Rata makata lembre tukusata. Makarusu tubre dikusha talabata. Marasata rakabataza. Lebre kusha. Mama ma. Hey! Sharabase! Please bring out the bread. Bring out the bread right now. Please, media. John chapter 6. We are reading from verse 53. John chapter 6 from verse 53. This is what is happening right now. Please open the bread, bring the bread out. And open the cup. Please display it. I'm just waiting. I can sense people are still bringing out the bread. We're going to lift it up. We're going to read this scripture and we're going to experience this scripture. Is there any way you can just leave that keyboard to be playing by itself? Just let it create that atmosphere. We will all read together. Eat together. Has everybody brought the bread out? Now lift it up and let us read together from verse 53. One, two, go. Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." Verse 54. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 55. It is food indeed. My blood is drink indeed. Verse 56. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in him and I in him. Verse 57. Ascend me and I live because of the Father. So he who feeds on me will live because of me. Now let's read verse 58. This is the bread we came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. Let's go back again to verse number 50. I think it's 53. Most certainly, Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Now, verse 54, it says, whosoever put your name, wait, put your name there. Are you part of whosoever? And declare that as I put your name there, as I eat the flesh of Jesus tonight and drink the blood of Jesus tonight, I have eternal life, and the Lord will raise me up at the last day. And tonight declare and add it, as I eat the body and drink the blood of Jesus tonight, I will be made whole. Whole from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Break the bread right now. As you break it, every yoke upon your life that you brought into this place is broken. Every burden is lifted. Every confirmed biologically, medically, problems even from your mother's womb that medical science cannot heal, tonight it is reversed. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. You don't know how God will do it. All you know is that he has done it. I declare, I am healed. Please eat and drink and begin to thank God for what you said will happen when you touch him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Burdens are lifted. Yokes are destroyed. If you can pray, pray. But now we are thanking God. Worry is gone. Worry, 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 worry. Listen. What you are worrying about, begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Makatan sintekele branto korubushata barabayakata lebrato sotobrata kusha. In the name of Jesus, Father, everyone I lay hands tonight, anyone that needs hands, I will just touch you. Go. If you feel, I'm saying that, I'm using the word feel, that hands should still be laid on you, just come. And as I touch you, know that it is done. Just go back to your seat. It is. Just thank God as I touch you and say, thank God it is done. It is done. It to the glory of God alone. Done, 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 done. It is done. It is done. It is done. Father, thank you. Please just lift up your hands and thank you. You are coming. It's thanksgiving. As you are touched, it is done. It is done. There is no other alternative. There is only one outcome. Done. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, to the glory of God, it is done. Done. Thank God for what is done. I don't know, but you know. God knows. It is done. It is done. 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 Father, thank you. Thank you. These are your hands, not mine. These are your hands, not mine. Be it unto you according to your faith. Done. 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 Father, thank you. Done. Please go back and just begin to thank him. Begin to see. Begin to see. It is done. Begin to see. Your eyes be open. Done. Done. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is done. Lord, this is for your glory. This is for your glory. Lord, I have vowed. I have nothing to do with this. Done. 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 Please be thanking God. Be thanking God. Please just be thanking him like the woman. If I just touch, this is a different touch tonight. If I just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. As you are touched tonight, wholeness, wholeness, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is nothing to do with me. It's not my hands. It's the healing hands of Jesus. The healing hands of Jesus. Done. 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 Yes, to God be the glory. Great things you have done. Great things you have taught us. It is done, established forever, ever reversed. Done. 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 Be thanking God. You know why you came out. Nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with the pastor. Nothing, nothing. You are coming unto Mount Zion, the city of the great God. Done. Be thanking God. Done. 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 It is not my hand touching you. Done. Done. Just say done. I thank you. Done. 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 Eternally done. Thank you, Jesus. Done. 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 Forever. 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 Established. Done. 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 Father, thank you. Lift up your hands tonight and begin to see. See it done. See it done. See it done. See it done. There is only one outcome. There is only one. 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 Done. Go ahead. Go ahead by the Spirit of God. Go ahead by the Spirit of God. Thank you. Done. Done, Lord.
Is my mic working?
Yes.
Okay. So first of all, for everyone that has come out tonight, the Holy Spirit is asking me to tell you. Please, everyone listen. Please.
Just close your eyes, everybody. Just close your eyes. Begin to picture what she's about to, what she's saying, so that you can see with your inner eye.
God is saying that his hands are not shortened to save. Basically, he's saying that all the healing that we need tonight, everything that his servant has said, is his word, and he has no problem fulfilling what he has said. But he said that I should tell all of us, including myself, that after tonight, there are choices to be made. It's not about God just healing us. It's about us living our lives to please God. So what that means is that for some of us, obedience is key. So you cannot say, Pastor, I said I am healed, and then you go out of that door and live your life anyhow. Speak to your wife anyhow. Speak to your husband anyhow. God is giving you instructions, you don't obey. You are just living your life carelessly. See, God is bound by his word, but we have a part to play. If there's any problem, he has absolutely nothing to do with God. He has everything to do with us. So God is saying, as we walk out of this door tonight, whatever you need to make right in your life, go and make it right. From now on, if you want that healing, you have to obey him. Basically, that's what he's saying. And then secondly, as I sat down there, this is something, please don't, make sure the camera is not on me, please. this is something, and I hope everybody's eyes is closed, so the attention is not on me. But this is something that I've started feeling of recent. And as I sat down there, I started feeling a heat sensation in my right leg. And sometimes I've noticed that when that happens, it has to do with healing for someone. So I don't know who it is tonight. Don't come to me after, because it has nothing to do with me. I'm just a servant. So God is healing somebody's right leg. The person might be in this room. The person might be online. The person might be far away. I do not know. But basically, please, our lives must please God. Our lives must please Him. Amen.
This is the prayer. The picture came back to me again. God showed us during the 7 days warfare Judah altar we raised. God showed me someone delivered. The person was released from prison, literally set free. And the person came back to the prison and went knocking the prison doors. And each prison gate and entrance he got to, they said, no, the prison is full. Can't you see that the prisoners were, they are still here. There's no room for you. The person went again to another prison door, was knocking, kept knocking, kept going back from one prison to the other. That, no, let me in. Let me back in. I pray that that will not be your portion. I pray that like the pig, you will not return back to the mud. Your identity is changed tonight. As we've heard, obedience is key. One last prayer, and let me tell you what the will of the Lord is. The first will of the Lord when He made mankind was to bless mankind. Genesis chapter 1, God created man in His image and in His likeness, male and female. He created them and blessed them. It is the perfect will of God that you and I are blessed. And whoever God has blessed should not be accursed or operating under a curse. So by reason of the blessing of the Lord tonight, which is the will of God, every curse still operating in your life is removed, terminated tonight. The will of God. And God blessed them. And God said, please, if you can bring it up, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves. If you lose, the will of God is not something scarce. That was what Jabez realized. The prayer of Jabez, that God bless me indeed. So we're going to pray. Last prayer. Father, from today, not my will be done, but your perfect will of blessing, of fruitfulness, of multiplication. Please leave that scripture on. Verse 28, leave it on. And use that prayer. Use this scripture to pray. That was what reversed Jabez's circumstance. Jabez did not blame his mother for cursing him. for giving him a sorrowful name. End the blame game now. End. Please open your mouth and declare, Father, from today, let not my will be done, but your will in my life, your will of blessing me. And I'm asking you, bless me tonight indeed. I am fruitful. I multiply. I fill the earth. I subdue. And I have dominion. I am no longer dominated, but I have dominion. Please pray. Turn it into whatever prayer you want to pray. Don't keep quiet. Listen. Jabez did not pray a quiet prayer. Jabez did not pray this prayer in his heart. He said, please bring that scripture up if you can find it. He said it. He verbalized it. He declared it. 1 Chronicles, I think chapter 4, verse 10 or thereabout. He said, look at it. He called on the God of Israel, saying, he said it. The woman with the issue of blood said it to herself. He said to herself, your destiny is in your hands. Change it tonight. Please put the scripture on and pray. Pray. Father, I thank you that I am blessed indeed. You have blessed me. There's no other alternative. You have enlarged my coast. My coast will keep on enlarging. My territory will keep on enlarging. Your hand will forever be with me. I will never go where your hand will not go. Listen, somebody's planning a trip. You are planning a trip, and you know that God is not with you on that trip. I don't know who that is. You are planning a trip. Listen, you know. It's not a case of you are doubting. You know. But you're asking God to bless that trip. Listen, God does not change his will. It is man that must surrender their will to align with the will of God. Don't. Because God's hand will not go where he said you shouldn't go. Lord, I thank you, your hand is with me. Keep me from evil. Deliver me from evil. The Lord Jesus taught us to pray, for thine is the kingdom. Remove every pain. Every pain. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's thank the Lord as we close tonight. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Some of us have to restitute. When I say restitute, you've gone in the wrong direction, you've done the wrong thing. Now you want to turn around and do the right thing. Forget the shame, forget the cross. There is a joy that is ahead of you if you are ready to despise this shame of your restitution. See, when you are doing restitution at times, it might bring you shame. Be ready to endure the shame and despise the cross. Why? There's a joy that is ahead of you. There's a joy that is ahead of you. Father, thank you. I return all the glory to you. And thank you for everything that has happened today. Thank you because our tomorrow is secure in you. Our next week Our days are in your hands. Time, seasons. As long as we are with you, we are safe, secured. And we thank you. Please somebody thank him again. Thank you, Father. Can I dare somebody? Start rejoicing like it has happened. I just dare you. Start rejoicing like it has happened. Because it has happened. Because it has happened. See, there are some testimonies you don't need to share. It will be seen. That's the kind of things that God has done for some people here tonight. You don't need to share. It will be seen. People will see it. People will see it. I said people will see it. They will now come and ask you, what are we seeing? Huh? Then you will tell them, that's how I saw it too. Please sit down. Obedience is key. I've not been able to sleep for a couple of days now. And for good reasons. Because God has just been speaking to me about his will. And I say how beautiful, how wonderful, how glorious. Please don't be distracted. Please. Please. When we are doing an announcement, it's still part of the service. I've known people that is the announcement that they got what they needed. So please, don't switch off now. Don't switch off. And as someone who has struggled with the will of God in my life, I am convinced that the will of God is the best. And let me quickly chip this in. Don't think that the will of God is difficult. Some of us have the idea that the will of God is going to be painful. Let me tell you when it is painful. When you have not surrendered your will and you are struggling with the will of God, that's when it is painful. But when you surrender, it is no longer... Let me give you an example. Where's that young man that was wrestling with me the other day? Come, Chimsy. Let's come. God help me tonight. I'm not embarrassing you. Don't put camera on him. Don't worry, one day you'll be on camera and you'll be very famous. And all of us will say, we knew him, we knew him, we know him, we know him, we know him. He's a member of Love Assembly. Everybody will now want to be associating with you. Just be associating. The people that don't even talk to you, I know him. He sat beside me the other day. Okay, so we were dancing around, running around, and I grabbed this man, and he resisted when I was grabbing him. So be struggling with me. I want to pull you here. Remember how I was trying to pull you that Sunday? So I was pulling him. I was pulling. You see, he's bigger than me. I was pulling him. No, be struggling with him. No, struggle. Yeah, you're trying. Me too, I'm trying. Now, this is what it's like when we don't surrender to the will of God. It will be painful. Already my muscles are paining me now. But then, you know, he has the power to resist me. Okay, now, don't struggle. Don't struggle. See. Is it difficult? Do you think his hand will pain him? No. That's the picture. The only time the will of God is painful is when we are struggling. Go, bro. You'll be famous. throughout this month and beyond, I want to give us a prayer point. Father, may my will not be done, but your good, acceptable, and perfect will. Stop praying like that. And stop struggling. Okay. So that's the theme for the word that God gave us. And the video I wanted to play tonight, how many of us have watched the word that God gave us for November? Okay, please go and watch it. I will ask them to send it around again. Go and watch it. The message starts from about 1 hour into the video. But we were praying for that 1 hour and some prophetic words were happening. We prayed into this time. Listen, please let me check your neighbor that they are not on their phone again. That thing has spoiled. It's spoiled also. And we just, that's why you miss. Oh. Okay. Please let me check. Just let me check. I love people. That's why I do all this that I'm doing. You might think my own is too much. Okay. Get off your phone and listen. Just listen. I will get out of your face soon. All right. So, I will tell them to share that video again. If you can send it to all the platforms, please send it to the women, send it to the Light Church, send it to the Bright Church, send it. Yeah? Just take your time to watch it. What you are seeing in that video is what God is doing now. But if you forget or you don't know, you will not be a partaker. If you, for example, if in the kitchen now, everybody who goes into that kitchen will get 10,000 pounds. And you did not know, what will happen? Will the 10,000 pounds still be waiting for you? It will be there. But you didn't know. So you will go home and still be praying, God, give me 10,000. Not even 10, just 100 pounds. Just 10 pounds for me to take Uber. 10,000 pounds is there, but you are ignorant. It's not the devil that destroys us. Do you know what God said? My own people. God qualifies it. My people are destroyed for lack of ignorance. What you don't know is what destroys you. But the people that do know the Lord their God, they will be strong and do exploits. I want to know God. And the will of God is simple. It is written. Okay. So, the word and the banner, we want you to create a banner. This banner is just to remind you, to remind us. And especially, we are taking our time to impute these things in everyone, including our children. So, not my will. Please repeat after me. But the will of God, my Father, be done. If you start praying like this, you will see the difference in your life. I'm telling you. You will start seeing the difference. You won't struggle again. Life will be so... Don't get me wrong. Challenges will come. But in the midst of the challenges, the will of God will be done. And you will be the beneficiary. While everybody, there's a casting down for them. You will just be at rest. Just be at rest.